It's Marketplace Tech for November 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. One of the weapons in the arsenal of ISIS has been the organization's digital and social media savvy. In the wakes of the Paris attacks, the activist group Anonymous seems to have declared war on ISIS. The video with the announcement from the hacktivist group said that ISIS should expect massive cyber attacks. Senior Marketplace Tech correspondent Molly Wood has been following this.
It seems that Anonymous is hoping that they can sort of target the communications backbone of ISIS. And what they've done so far is take down websites. They've flagged over 100,000 Twitter accounts and sort of encouraged the site owners like Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube to take them down.
Isn't this something that, I don't know, the Defense Department or intelligence agencies might already be doing anyway? Or is Anonymous actually better at hacking?
Well, Anonymous is definitely very good at hacking. And what they have arguably is scale. So they have the ability, because of this sort of network of who knows how many Anonymous volunteers and hackers, they have this large network and they're probably able to work faster and more efficiently in terms of identifying, you know, bulk numbers of Twitter accounts that might be used for recruiting or communication. But what's interesting is that some intelligence officials have suggested that they would prefer that Anonymous not engage in this kind of activity because they actually want to monitor the chatter. And they're willing to maybe take the risk of the trade-off between recruiting on Twitter when compared to being able to see what these guys are up to and what they're saying to each other.
Is this stuff helping or hurting, or do we have a sense yet?
Yeah, that I think is the part we don't know. I mean, it's sort of impossible to know how effective this is. Certainly, the sites who are being asked to deal with these accounts, I think, are in a tough position and not quite sure how to respond. It is, as always, and is with all things Anonymous, a complicated situation.
Molly Wood, senior tech correspondent for Marketplace. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Ben.
Perhaps not a straight-up tech story, but there was some interesting finance in tech news this week. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway moved to increase its stake in IBM by 1.5 million shares during the last quarter. IBM hasn't had the best transition from a PC-making company to a cloud services company. So why did Buffett and company buy more? Anna Preeta Das is at the Wall Street Journal.
It's not so much the technology that attracted him to it, but the fact that they have been very, very financially smart. They do a lot of stock buybacks over time, and he said that they manage their debt very wisely and they use cash to do acquisitions. They're not giving out their stock to do deals.
Anna Preeta Das there at the Wall Street Journal. This week, the online business publication Quartz put on its annual event focusing on what people are calling the next billion, essentially users in emerging markets around the world who are just starting to come online. One of the people presenting at the event was Nani de la Peña. She's the CEO of Emblematic Group, which makes something really interesting: virtual reality experiences, not for video games, for trying to increase empathy. They give the headset wearer not just the ability to see, but maybe also understand a problem or a cause better. I met Nani backstage at Quartz's Next Billion event in downtown Manhattan.
I have a project already started where we're working with some technology that allows you to shoot 360 video on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that in areas where that's really, you know, their main tool. And we know that smartphones have become proliferated dramatically and that a smartphone can be used for all kinds of different things, you know, banking, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
So if we can tap into the same market right now with the smartphone, who are able to shoot 360 video, I'm working with a company called Emergent, we can begin to start telling stories in areas in a more visual and empathic way immediately. And that's the short term. But as time goes by, Intel, Qualcomm, Google, they're all letting you scan your environment, scan yourself, scan your friends. Google Earth will be all, you know, walk around. You'll be able to walk down the street rather than, you know, having to view it from a 2D map. And that will allow people to engage with each other, to be able to walk, in each other's villages, to actually be on scene, to witness events as they transpire. I would suggest already my children, you know, young preteens and teenagers, they already see the world in a much more global, with a much more global perspective, because they're always playing with friends from different parts of the world. They're going to want to go to their houses.
Yeah.
They're going to want to see what that looks like. They're going to want to go to their villages. I'm not saying that you're going to forget where you are and you're not going to understand that this isn't exactly the real thing, but you are going to engage with it away and understand it more visually, more immediately.
What would you say to people who are skeptical of this generally as a technology?
I cannot tell you how beat up I used to get by my colleagues, by all kinds of people about the space being a failure. It was already, you know, been a failure before. It's clearly going to be a failure again. If you see my optimism, it's because between 2012 and now, all I know is I'm getting to start to make the work that I've always wanted to make. And for me, that's just thrilling. I can make people care about something that, you know, otherwise feels very distant.
Nani de la Peña is CEO of Emblematic Group. Nani, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And for those of you who were not so into Twitter changing that star to a heart-shaped button, people were mad, said there was a lack of nuance to a heart that a star had in spades. Well, guess what, naysayers? Twitter is apparently now rolling out an experiment to let you react to a tweet with a multiple emoji button. What? Yep, put that in your tweet and heart it. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.